Tim, my brother, always a pleasure being back talking podcast with you. Dude, tonight we are going to be talking about Charlie and Dixie, two chicks, two C-H-I-X. So apparently the D'Amelio sisters are the absolute biggest teenage female influencers out there. They are massive. I think they made their mark on the TikTok platform, and their reach and audience is just beyond significant. So when I say these are two of the biggest influencers out there, I mean they are absolutely massive, and they have recently made the move into podcasting. So Tim, I'll just first start out and say that you and I are two older Gen X dads. I definitely feel the generation gap here in listening to their podcast. They remind me a bit of my nieces. I have a niece who's a young teenager, and I'm sure, let me just start by saying this. Clearly, you and I aren't the audience, which is all good. No worries there. If you are a fan and follower of Charlie and Dixie D'Amelio, the sisters, through their TikTok videos, having a podcast must be like heaven to you, because everything you've done to engage with these young women so far has been in these short bursts, like a 1-minute video clip. This is a long form platform where they get on and you have sort of direct access to their thoughts and perspectives on things in ways that just cannot be conveyed in a short Instagram click or TikTok video. So I'm sure the people who this show is intended for are absolutely going to go bananas over it. I see they already have over 8,000 ratings, and there's only been 4 episodes, Tim. And you and I know that if you have a show on Apple and you're already at 8,000 ratings, which is you're blowing up. So kudos to them. What are your thoughts here, man?
So yeah, I have a kind of a pre-teen tween daughter, and I have to like manually control her TikTok use on a daily basis. So I get the hype of TikTok, and I forgot, I should have did a little more show prep and interview my daughter about Charlie and Dixie, because I'm sure she's a huge fan. And maybe I'll keep this podcast to myself, that there is a podcast, so now, you know, she doesn't consume any more content from these individuals. But, you know, I'm glad you put it in that context, because clearly this isn't our demographic for a dude and a bro. You know, Chris Hansen might start, you know, knocking on my front door after this episode.
Dude, even that reference ages you as well, Tim. I probably went over a lot, but go, continue on. Great, great pull by you.
But, you know, and I was trying to be open-minded when I was listening to it. And you know what? If I was, like, I think you put it perfectly. If I'm a fan and I'm, you know, follow them on TikTok, and now I have this kind of access to them on a podcast, I think they do a great job, and I think they do a great service to their fans. So, you know, I can't knock this podcast. I think, you know, I'm all about the supplemental shows. I think that's a great aspect of podcasting. Like, if I'm a fan of Tiger King, or I'm a fan of The Sopranos, I want more. I'm a fan of The Wire. I want more. And if I'm a fan of TikTok, I'm going to want more. So totally on board with this premise and this show, man.
Yeah, and I think it's a good move by them, the D'Amelio sisters, in getting into a completely different medium and platform like podcasting. And it's interesting. I've seen some articles about how this is sort of a movement for big TikTok influencers to sort of diversify the platforms they're on from a business perspective, because there's some concerns that TikTok could eventually be banned at some point. I think Trump has sort of even threatened that now and then. Am I recalling that right? It's a China-based platform, and there's been some controversy around it, right?
From my understanding, and I could be wrong because I'm just a dude and a bro, but I think China was using, you know, this platform, this app to spy on citizens, because it's not very secure. I think that's the issue.
Yeah, and so back to the show itself. So again, the title is Two Chicks, It's funny, man. Like, and just listening to her, they're talking about, you know, hair extensions and beauty stuff. And they're talking about pop culture references that are just going entirely over my head. And I like to think of myself as, like, I'm 46 years old. I have an 8-year-old son. Clearly, I'm at sort of the middle age stage of my life. But, dude, every fiber of my being still feels like that 22-year-old knucklehead that was just going to shows all the time, that was completely immersed in the latest and hippest, coolest bands. And clearly, that time period has passed me by. I'm not in tune and plugged into pop culture and sort of the newest and happening things. And when there's an entire platform like TikTok where I'm just not going to bother to even try and learn and figure out about it, and I'm at peace with that, I'm okay with that. I know my lane, and I feel like, look, I'm media savvy enough that you and I are doing a podcast, so I will just, you know, stay in my lane in that realm. But, dude, I couldn't help but to feel my age in listening to this content.
Yeah, because the other thing that, like, struck me as I'm listening to the show is, like, you always, like, the teenagers, there's a very, like, nonchalant, like, you know, too cool, like, I don't care. Like, they have this kind of, like, not melancholy, but this, like, very, like, low-key, like, attitude when they're talking to each other, and it's, like, very, very teenage in nature. So I'm like, yeah, I'm outgrowing this sort of thing. But I will say, Mike, that I'd rather have my daughter listening to, you know, 40 minutes of a long-form conversation and thoughts that are flushed out, than, like, you know, 48 seconds of flashing pixels of nonsense. You know, perhaps the podcast is kind of the yin to that yang of, very, like, superficial, what's the word, instant gratification type of stuff.
Yeah, no, I totally back you on that, man, as well. My son, it loves YouTube, loves YouTube videos and gamers on there and everything, but he definitely enjoys podcasts as well. And I agree. I think it's almost just a different dynamic where he's taking in an audio-only experience, and it gives him a chance and space and room to sort of react and think about it as well. Where, and again, I have no science to back this up, but when you're just watching a YouTube video, it's just content sugar almost, where you're just instantly processing it and there's no sort of in-depth analysis. It's just being spoon-fed hits of like content sugar. But I don't think that's the case with the podcast. I really do think it's almost more of a measured and thoughtful engagement. I think that's a good perspective on your part. So, dude, I don't know that we need to belabor this review much longer. I think you and I are on the same page here. Kudos to Charlie and Dixie. Anyone at that age that has built a reach and audience like they have to be incredibly sharp, hardworking young women. So credit and props to them. I think for any teen out there that's into the TikTok world or whatever, like I said, to have this different platform and to get to hear the thoughts of Charlie and Dixie, their likes and dislikes, their perspectives on things in a much more conversational, drawn out, longer form format, I think, you know, kids are going to eat that up. For me to think when I was in sixth or seventh grade, if I had the ability to put my headphones on and listen to the Beastie Boys talk for 40 minutes about what they're into, I mean, that would have been the absolute coolest thing in the world. So I think from that perspective, I think it's great that TikTok peeps are digging into podcasts. I wish Charlie and Dixie all the best. Not that they need my well wishing. They're out there crushing it. But, props to them. And if you're the target audience, I think you'll eat this up. Your party shots, Tim.
And for whatever it's worth, you know, they only have like 3 or 4 episodes so far. So this is kind of a fairly new endeavor. But don't judge me here, Michael. I did listen to maybe like 2.5. So I did notice a progression, like that first episode. You could see like the shyness or the reticence.
Yeah.
In front of the microphone and on the show. And this most recent show, they're talking about, I guess, going for a driver's license test or something. And you can sense that the more comfort in front of the microphone and more comfort with the show in general. And I think they're finding their stride in a groove. So Yeah, man, I can't knock this one, dude.
Yeah, and it's interesting, just another quick point, because I hadn't thought of it like that. There might be almost something more intimate than just having a microphone and recording your thoughts in a conversational way, as opposed to a one-minute dance where you know it's going to be broadcasted. I don't know. It's just a different type of thing. It's not so much performance. It's you more so bearing your soul a little bit. So it'll be curious to see what they do get into and things they do choose to open up and talk further about and how their audience and fans react to it. I'm sure they're going to eat it up all the way and be all in on it.
And not to mention, I think there's you could probably draw a lot of parallels with the Kardashian sisters, right? Like, you know, especially like my wife and, you know, maybe women that are closer to our generation. I think that there wasn't really that outlet for them. They, you know, the Kardashians were into fashion and they had a clothing store and, you know, they were, you know, modeling. And you didn't get that behind the scenes access as fans. And I think this is something, you know, for young women, you know, in a patriarchal society where it's male dominated, shows like this are good, man. I think women need these kind of outlets and, you know, not the man telling them what they need to consume and what entertainment they need to be into. I think this is a healthy outlet, especially for young females.
Well, and to your point, I know that, boy, it can be challenging socially for young, like preteen and early teenage girls. Just the social dynamics are just such a different animal from what it seems that boys are up against. So it would be awesome if, like, Charlie and Dixie through this podcast and just other influencers really could sort of model trying to be positive influences in that realm and just the whole bullying and meanness and all that stuff. Like, that would be great if those could be causes that could be championed by influencers, because we need healthy modeling in that regards for sure.
Absolutely. Totally agree, man.
Cool, man. Well, dude, that's it, man. So, dude, any party shots just in general for podcasting, the world as a whole?
Yeah, so I mean, you know, right, you're listening to the Dude and the Bro for podcast reviews, and maybe this podcast, what's the name of it again, Mike?
It's Two Chicks, Charlie and Dixie, Two Chicks.
So if it's something, you know, I think I can, me personally, can give the approval if you have a daughter or a teenager that's into this stuff, that, you know, you can feel comfortable knowing that your daughter's into this podcast.
Well said, man. Well, dude, that was an interesting one for us. I'm glad we got to step out of our comfort zone every now and then, see what the young folks are out there doing in the world. And it looks like they're doing just fine. So, Tim, already looking forward to the next one, my brother. I'll catch you down the road.
That sounds good, man. Later.
Dude and a Bro podcast show. We are entrenched in podcasts. We want to do for the world of podcasting what Siskel and Ebert did for movies back in the day. So we love doing reviews of our favorite podcasts. We love suggesting new shows to all the fine folks out there in the world. And then Tim and I love debating topics from the latest and greatest episodes of our favorite podcast shows. Hey guys, you would do us a huge favor if you could head over to podchaser.com. Podchaser is your one-stop shop for all things related to podcasts and your favorite podcast shows. Search A Dude and a Bro podcast show and then leave us a review. If you could take a moment to drop a few lines about what it is you enjoy about A Dude and a Bro podcast show over on the Podchaser site, we'd be eternally grateful for your support. Thanks so much, guys.